This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Senate Agriculture Committee Chair Pat Roberts says the Bipartisan Budget Act passed in both chambers of Congress benefits Americans in many ways. It avoids a government shutdown, raises military funding, contains disaster assistance for several states that were hit hard by natural disasters, and improves livestock assistance programs. Roberts says in addition to disaster assistance for states hit hard by hurricanes, they've also improved livestock disaster programs to help producers recover from wildfires and other disasters. More funds are available under the Emergency Assistance Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish Program. There's also more money available under the Livestock Indemnity Program. And there's also a revision of the LIP program that lets producers who had livestock injured during a natural disaster and sold for a diminished value qualify for a payment. House Ag Committee Chair Michael Conaway says delegations from the two hardest hit states of Florida and Texas worked very hard to get something put together to help their producers. Conaway adds that the relief includes vital improvements to standing disaster programs and addresses significant gaps in the safety net for cotton and dairy farmers. He says they have more work to do on behalf of America's farmers during the development of the 2018 Farm Bill. Well, 2017 was a historic year for crop insurance, with 311 million acres enrolled in the system. During the industry's annual meeting last week, National Crop Insurance Services Chairman Mike Day told the group that insurers backed more than $106 billion worth of crops in 2017, and that was up $6 billion since 2016. And farmers paid $3.7 billion out of their own pockets for insurance protection, a more than $250 million increase from the year before. Day says crop insurance protects around 90% of the insurable land and more than 130 different kinds of crops. But despite its popularity, some farm policy opponents are angling to cut crop insurance funding in the upcoming Farm Bill debate. Day says that would be a mistake, pointing out Congress's efforts to make crop insurance affordable and available for farmers and economically viable enough to encourage efficient private sector delivery. Well, this morning we have another report from the Illinois Pork Expo. Each year a dedicated pork-producing family is awarded the title of Illinois Pork Producer Family of the Year. The Bradshaw family of Pike County was this year's inductee. Phil Bradshaw and his wife Linda are the owners of Bradshaw Farms, and Phil had quite the story to tell during our interview at the 2018 Pork Expo.
Thank you, Katie. It is quite an honor to be chosen to have this, but as I've told others, no one makes a great all by themselves. You know, it's the family and a lot of other people make the industry what it is. It makes our farm what it is.
Well, it's so nice to hear you say that and have an honest answer. And let's start off by talking about your family farming operation. Where are you from? And a little bit about the operation.
Yeah, well, I personally live right between Griggsville and Pittsfield, just north of Pittsfield, Illinois, about 6 miles. And we farmed there since 1963 with my uncle. Now, my two brothers farmed with back home with my dad and some of the land that he has, and they're located just north and west of Griggsville, Illinois. And they also have hogs, and they did have cattle. We've gotten out of the cattle business recent years, concentrating on livestock and grain.
So for the pig side of the business, are you farrowing? Is it weaned to finish? Tell us a little more.
Well, it's everything. All the above, you know, really. At the home farm where I live, we have about 5,000 head of finisher space, and we lease that out, and we're a contract finisher there. And then my nephew, my younger brother, Harvey's son, Brian, has a pretty large farrowing operation, and I have a little involvement in that one, so we actually farrow there. And then my older brother's son, actually two sons, I have some ownership in some finishing building, own some finishing buildings.
Now, I was reading, and the family farm has kind of a unique background, unique history as to how it got started. I think it was with your grandfather or great-grandfather?
My grandfather was in Kentucky, and the story I've always heard, and I believe it's right, his father, which would be my great-grandfather, kind of deserted the grandmother and the kids And so my grandfather walked from Kentucky up to Indianapolis, Indianapolis over to Springfield, walked away. Now, in 1889, there was trains, but he didn't have the money to buy the tickets. So he walked and worked the way he could. He was 17 years old. Then he came over into between the rivers. Pike County is located between the Illinois and Mississippi River. Came over there, and the railroad just went through Pike County in 1869. So there was a lot of spurs and expansion. They built the bridge at Hannibal, the railroad bridge at Hannibal. So everything was a big demand for railroad ties. Well, he got the job hewing railroad ties with some local people there making railroad ties. Well, he got the brainy idea that he'd buy an old steam engine, an old rumbly steam engine, and a sawmill, and he'd saw railroad ties. And that's where he got his financial start to start the farm.
And the rest is history, right? Well,
then the rest is history. We just kind of trot along by, you know.
Well, Phil, that's a really unique story, and maybe there's other farms that have that background, but it's fun to hear that side of it and how the farm actually originated. So you've been named IPPA Family of the Year, but you have a lot of experiences with other organizations. You've served in a lot of leadership roles throughout the decades that you've been a farmer.
Well, I've had a lot of support, a lot of help, you know, and I have. I'm honored to do that. I was president of the Illinois Pork Producers for 3 years in the 70s. Went back and become chairman of the Illinois Soybean Program Operating Board in the 80s. Went on in the 2000s, and it was 2010 I was chairman of the U.S. Soybean Board, National Soybean Board. I have got a little plaque on the wall I'm kind of proud of from 8 secretaries of agriculture that I've served in some kind of advisory capacity to. And you know, I had the experience of meeting all of our presidents, Ronald Reagan, in my lifetime. So it has been quite an experience,
yeah. Yeah, sounds like quite the life, and very neat to be able to talk about all of those experiences. And as Family of the Year, family is important to you, and you've got several family members, probably grandkids, that are now working in the operation. That's got to be exciting for you.
Yeah, it is expensive, too. But, you know, it's great. Yeah, we do. My son was, of course, graduated from the University of Illinois, and then he taught school for a while and ran to and coached. And he still is a high school basketball coach. He doesn't teach, and we're involved a little bit in the banking business. So he's on the bank board, was chairman of the board, stepped down. And then my grandson graduated from Western, and he came back. He has a full-time job working with crop insurance. And so he come back, chose to work in our area. So he's got him a little farm now. So we just, this last year, he's taken over the transportation end of it. So he's got his semi tandem truck that he runs, and my son has the machinery, and they farm it. So then I have a great-grandson that's only, 12 years old, something like that. He's really not too involved yet. And he lives in Austin, Texas, so it's kind of hard for him to be involved. Yeah.
Sure. Well, Phil, thanks for your time. I guess maybe a final question for you, or maybe a final thought of the day from you. Do you have any words of wisdom or words of advice from the years of experience that you have in farming for those just getting started or other families? Anything that you'd like to say?
Well, I may be a little biased when I say that, but, you know, you want to listen to your elders. And the reason I say that, I've said this other times, you know, some advice from some outside people come along, invited me to buy, when I started farming, a whole bunch of expensive machinery. Had I bought it, I probably would never survive. My uncle said, you better work a couple extra hours a day and not spend all that money. And I think when you're starting out, it's with the capital requirement of agriculture is so great. You just have to watch it every day, 7 days a week. And it is stressful. There's no question about it. The kind of money you're talking about in agriculture today, whether it's your own money or borrowed money, as in my case most times been, you just have to watch that money every day.
Words of wisdom from Phil Bradshaw, a family member of the Illinois Pork Family of the Year from Griggsville in Pike County. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.